USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Multiple tornadoes have killed at least 23 people in Alabama. Officials say it has caused catastrophic damage. In Lee County, Alabama, near the Georgia border, about 60 miles east of Montgomery, the death toll is rising. Sheriff Jay Jones.
Damage is significant. I would put it in the category of catastrophic based on the destruction of the homes we've seen.
Search teams are working in several other hard-hit Alabama counties. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has revealed he will vote in favor of a House resolution blocking President Trump's declaration of a national emergency. GOP Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells CNN's State of the Union that the president's action was not his preferred choice.
Unlike some of my colleagues, I don't think that the president doing this is going to end Western order.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Congressional Democrats are moving ahead and gathering evidence to support various probes into what they say might be illegal activities of the Trump administration. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler tells ABC,
"We've seen abuses of power, and obstruction of justice, threats to the Mueller investigation, threats to witnesses. All of these have to be an abuse of all of these have to be investigated."
In a speech on Saturday, the president mocked the Democrats' investigations. President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, resumes his closed-door testimony before the House Intelligence Committee on Wednesday. This will be Cohen's fourth day of questioning before both House and Senate committees. His testimony so far has led members of Congress to pursue other witnesses from the Trump Organization, including Felix Sater. Cohen named him during his open testimony before the House Oversight Committee, saying that he worked with him on efforts to build a Trump property in Moscow. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House is hosting a meeting with the chief executives of major U.S. companies. USA's Chris Barnes has a preview.
Last month, the Trump administration announced an advisory board was being formed on workforce issues, including the heads of Apple, Walmart, IBM, Lockheed Martin, Visa, and some other major companies. This advisory board is co-chaired by Ivanka Trump, as well as Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. A public notice from the administration says the board will hold its first meeting Wednesday afternoon at the White House, a three-hour meeting that's set to be live-streamed. Though it's unclear exactly which CEOs among the group will be attending this meeting. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
House Democrats on the Oversight Committee set a Monday deadline for the White House to turn over documents related to security clearances. There are questions surrounding how the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, got his top-secret clearance. Democratic Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy accuses Kushner of using his influence to help his real estate business.
He has tremendous financial vulnerabilities, including 666 Fifth Avenue, which is deeply in debt. He's going around the world seeking investments into that property.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.